It is opening day at the State Fair of Texas. We just barely got up and running here. We are good to go. And
we're in the Embarcadero building. I'm going to tell you, so we had to park out on 11C, and that's basically all the way across. So the good news is I got a golf cart, and I was able to see most of the State Fair.
Well, see, and Carissa can tell us about it, that it's day one, so the media parking filled up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So we parked in the overflow lot, which means, yeah, you got to go through the livestock. You went
that's
through
right.
the livestock, right?
Yeah, this smells a lot better than it did out there, I can tell you, in front of these.
Absolutely. Carissa Condianis with the State Fair is with us right now, and I can't think of anyone more appropriate to get this thing rolling here today. Carissa, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the State Fair.
You took your hat off.
I did. It's hard to put on the headset. I probably don't look the same right now.
You can find Carissa anywhere. Just look for the white cowboy.
Look for the white hat.
That's right.
Right?
Those funnel cakes smell good, don't they?
It's going to be fun. Yeah, we're in the Fernies. That's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Austin alluded to this. We are in the Fernies Funnel Cake Building. Although, really, as I said earlier, if you come to the fair, you stand in front of Big Tex, you look to your left, there's the main stage. You go down there, you take a right, and we're right there in the corner of the Embarcadero Building. You see the big Fernies Funnel Cake sign. Big food court in here.
And this is his weakness, too. He was like, I don't want to be too close.
I don't want to be too close to the
staring him in the face every morning.
This is interesting. I noticed this funnel cake liqueur.
Oh, yes. That's for later in the day, Mike.
We did try some yesterday.
Really?
It's excellent. Put some in your coffee.
Cake liqueur.
And they call that a Saturday morning coffee around here, I guess.
Cases of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
What do we got this year, Carissa? This is the biggest day of the year for you, I know.
It is. This is our Super Bowl here, and for us it feels like Christmas morning to be able to open the State Fair. And, you know, our team has been planning for more than a year to open this fair, and it's our largest fundraiser of the year. It's how we raise all the money that we are able to pour back into the community year-round. And so the team is elated. The grounds look beautiful. All of our concessionaires are, you know, warming up their fryers, and I just got to have my first bite of a Fletcher's Corny Dog before coming over here.
Boy, before they even opened, you were ready to go.
Exactly. You know, I guess that's the connection.
Breakfast corny dog.
The first corny dog out of the fryer at the State Fair.
That's right.
And you get it.
Tell us
what we got coming up this year.
We have a lot. You know, it's always that finding that balance of tradition and innovation at the State Fair and ensuring we have our very popular items, like, of course, our 55-foot talking cowboy Big Tex and pig races. We have the petting zoo. We have a lot of agricultural-based exhibits, because that's one of our pillars of our mission, is to educate the public on agriculture. But also, we have incredible live music throughout the grounds. Over on the Chevrolet main stage, like you mentioned, tonight we have Jody Messina is opening night for the fair. We have Bowling for Soup, a local favorite, known worldwide, that's going to be out here. We have the Commodores. We have Fog Hat. We have so many incredible artists. Big Daddy Kane is going to be on the main stage tomorrow night after the State Fair Classic football game. And just so many other entertainment and attractions that are all included with your admission to the fair.
Commodores and Fog Hat this year.
That's right.
Lionel Richie going to be with the Commodores?
Wouldn't that be iconic?
What's involved in preparing for this? This is months worth of preparation.
Yeah.
When this fair ends, when do you begin preparing for next year?
We have already started preparing for next year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
The State Fair of Texas is one of the largest events in the world.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we welcome more than 2 million people every year. And it's such an iconic tradition here in the Lone Star State. And it really has just transformed over the past more than a decade into the most Texan place on earth.
And I also want to mention this. We have football, of course.
Oh, yes.
Texas OU, that's coming up in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. But there's a game coming up tomorrow, too.
That's right. The State Fair Classic has been played at the State Fair of Texas since 1925.
Wow.
And this is an HBCU game. Starting in the 80s, it started being between Grambling and Prairie View A&M University. Mm-hmm. So they are still in the Cotton Bowl, and they have the State Fair Classic tomorrow evening. And also, in addition to the football game, the bands.
Right.
The battle of the bands between those those schools is so entertaining. And I know they sell tickets that you can walk up to the stadium if you're out here at the fair and want to go check out halftime. You have that opportunity. So it's just it's incredible. Then the third weekend, as you mentioned, we have the Red River rivalry between the Texas Longhorns and the Oklahoma Sooners, which the Longhorns are currently ranked number one in the nation. And so, and with both teams moving to the SEC, there's just so much hype around the game this year, and we're really looking forward to kind of ushering in this new era of this matchup.
Let me ask you this on a personal level. This is, I came in today and there was an excitement, especially for the first day. You could just feel it. What is it like for you? You've been planning, you said, like a year before for all of this, and finally you get that first day. Is it nervous? Is it, oh God, this is going to be a lot of work? What are you thinking in this time?
It's a mix of emotions, to be honest. My team and I were talking about it because we got here, you know, 3 o'clock this morning, and we were just talking about how it's like Christmas morning to us. And even though we only got a few hours of sleep last night, so we left preparing for this morning and then coming in, it is just that level of excitement, yet you're also anxious because you want it to go smoothly. And I always talk to my team about how, you know, it might be our, like, today's day one for everyone.
Right.
But here in 10 days, it'll be day 10 for us. Mm-hmm. But for those fairgoers that come that day, it's likely their day one. Yeah. And so we always have to give our very best out here in order to ensure that no matter when somebody comes, they are going to get the same level of service, the same level of treatment that we give to everyone out here. Because the State Fair of Texas, and being the most Texan place on earth, is really about Texas hospitality.
Yeah. I have to ask, you mentioned Big Tex. I've always been curious about this. Big Tex, where does he live the other 11 months out of the year?
Yeah, where are you guys storing up?
Is that a secret location?
You want to give it up?
It is a secret location. You know, we make sure that Big Tex is taken care of. And, you know, he stands up there for more than 24 days straight. You know, he went up a week ago. And so he needs a nice long nap to get ready for the next fair.
So he's on his
fair.
Back.
So he takes a little slumber. Maybe, I don't know, maybe take walks around Texas a little bit and checks some things out. But he's within range of us, but he is kept someplace secure and safe in order to ensure that he'll be ready to go for the next year's fair.
And one more question, because I've passed a lot of the ticket kiosks on the way in here. Mm-hmm. The tickets, once again, you can bring tickets that you had left over from previous fairs and use them?
Of course, yes. Our state fair coupons that are good for our foods, our beverages, rides, and games on the Midway, those are purchased state fair coupons at the fair. And if you have any of those left over from previous fairs, or if you have them left over this year, save them, because they don't expire. And you can bring those back. And if you haven't been to the fair in several years, a few years ago we changed the denomination to be more sustainable because we were having so many coupons and paper we went to a dollar denomination for the coupon. But all of those people who had a 50-cent coupon, they're valued now at a dollar.
So like you a stock your, price. You shares going up. Yeah.
It's probably one of the best investments you made in the past several years.
It's a stock split, and it's marketing genius, too. You have people take those coupons home, and then
from
encourages
the 80s,
them
they're
to
bringing
come back the next
exactly.
year.
Right? That's the hope,
right? Real quick, what's your favorite fair food? I know you got to kind of be unbiased. I know you had the corny dog.
Beyond the corny dog.
Yeah, is there something that you're like, I got to have that?
Oh, my goodness, guys. That's so hard.
Put you on the spot.
There are so many good things here. One of the things I feel I have to get on opening day are Chef Cassie's fried collard greens. And I know that probably
fried
sounds
like collard greens?
Fried collard greens.
Oh, all right.
And they come with
not tried that.
They come with Louisiana hot sauce. And it is something you can't get anywhere else throughout the year. And so getting those on opening day is a priority
it's
for
perfect.
Me.
Perfect.
Sure.
Love it. Love
Sounds
it.
Sounds great.
I'm going to have to try it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to.
If they're not
gonna,
good, I'm coming to find
we
you.
We will have ample opportunity to try just about everything
yeah,
this
exactly.
year. Because we're going to be here every day of the fair, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon with your mid-morning mic check. Mike Rogers in Austin, York with you. Carissa Condianis with the fair. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks
And
for
you can
having
put the hat back on now.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds good.
Get out there and make the rounds.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.